that people would ask and say, but is it really happening? I remember talking to a girl who was nearly human trafficked on her way from this from buying bread at the Aspaza and going to her house. By God's grace, one of the neighbors saw it, opened the gate and started shooting and chasing the guys, and so they left her there. But and I remember talking to her on air, and people were like, what? So people would blame you. And she was just going to buy bread. So she shouldn't even go buy bread.
You know, we're not safe. We're not safe in our own country. We can't walk in our own communities. Because these people are everywhere, you know. Yeah.
And what are the current trends of human trafficking in persons right now?
So as we all know that we are in a country where most of our youth are unemployed. So we have online employment opportunities where people are using social media to recruit people, targeting that unemployed youth. As I was giving an example, there are people who are unemployed who are looking for employment. They go to Facebook to look for that for job opportunities. So when they are being interviewed, most of the time when they find a job in Facebook, the interview doesn't happen like one-on-one. Mostly they will tell you, okay, join the what is that other platform? The blue one. What do you call it? The one with an arrow. They use that one for interviews. I will tell you, I have it now.
Yeah.
They use that one for interviews. They don't see the people. So, like, for that case...
So, you don't see who you're talking to?
You don't see who you're talking to. The people will say to you,
not on Zoom.
I'm HR.
Okay.
They don't even give you the name. What is their name?
So, you understand? Would they put that on Zoom? Not even on Zoom?
Let me just... Telegram. They usually use Telegram to conduct their interviews. So they don't make the video interviews most of the time. It will be an audio one. You don't see these people who are interviewing you, and then they will tell you, come to a certain place on this day. And they are paying for your flight, your transportation. They make sure that they pay for.
And you feel I'm blessed.
You feel I'm blessed because... at the end of the day, these people, they don't want me to pay anything. They pay. They even give me money to make my passport.
Hold it right there. Let's see if the family, if this call is for us. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, sister?
Hey, Babunkosi. Yo, that's how I am. Hey, Babunkosi.
Hey, ngiyaphila, Babunkosi, njani?
Just inkosi yabusa.
Yeah, siyabonga, Babu.
Ngesiphathele iindaba ezithusayo.
Ziyathusa kakhulu.
Zishaqisa umzimba.
Zishaqisa umzimba, sisibongile. Yazi, le nto ekhulunywa usisitombi ukuthi anyone angaba i-trafficker.
Yes.
Yazi, uma ngiyibheka iqiniso elingeke liphikiswe umuntu, ngoba abanye abangama-trafficker hayi ukuthi bafuna kwenza lokho.
Yes, yes.
Uma nje bazokuphathela isithombe sengane yakho.
Yes.
Bathi siyayazi ingane yakho. Ifunda kuphi kuphi.
Yo.
Wena silethele neduze bani. Angeke sibe nenkinga nengane yakho.
Yo.
Uthi ubhekile, ubone bamlethe ekhaya. Baletha le ngane yakho. Bakwenzele example yokuthi ngakho. Kube besifuna umthatha ngabe simthethe.
Yes.
Ukuthi asifuni yena. Bosu sisibonile uyalingeka umuntu. Azitshela ukuthi uprotect ingane yakhe kanti so ungena enkingeni.
Yo.
Once wamletha lowokuqala so ungena ilungenile. So uzozwa ngabo manje ngoba sekumente bazokubamba ngayo ukuthi amapolice azowazi ukuthi wena uwo wathatha uzibani.
Eish. Thank you, Babunkosi.
Yeah, it's true. Into le Ubamkosi I show you is very true.
Yeah.
Because there are people...
Let us explain it to somebody who doesn't understand first. That Ubamkosi says that anybody really can be a human trafficker because they can come to a person and say, we know where your child goes to school, and if you don't bring Ntombi, then your child is in trouble. Yes. We are either going to kill your child or something. We're going to harm them.
Yes.
And so a person says, no, I'm protecting my son or my daughter, and then brings the person they're looking for, only to find that now you're hooked and now they got you because now you can't even do anything. If you say, if you try to say, no, I was just doing it because I wanted, they say, no, the police will know that you brought Ntombi to us and now you're in it. Now you are a human trafficker as well.
Yeah. So, you know, as I was saying, to say some people, they apply for certain jobs. They go to certain places. And when they get there, instead of them working that particular job, they are told, you know, when you are here now, what you're going to do, you're going to recruit people. Let's say you are coming from South Africa. They say, you recruit more people from your country. They must come here. Now you are under threat. You are you are being threatened, as he's saying, to say sometimes they bring a picture of your own child to say, yeah, we know where your child is. We know we are going to kill the whole family. This is what we're going to do. They threaten you. So you are forced, not necessarily that you want to do it, but you are forced to do it because now these people are threatening you. You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice now. You are locked in.
You are locked in.
But now, if that's the... If that's the case, I'm just wondering, I'm just asking myself a question. Maybe, Sis Ntombi, you can answer that. That if that's the case, like Ubaba Nkosi says, and you say, yeah, manje, katla, you're in there. Can you still report it and say they made me do this? Would you be acquainted? Or now you're gone?
Yeah, so it depends. If you get a chance, please do so. If you can be able to get a chance to report, please do so. Because remember, these people, when they have you, they are going to tell you that it's impossible for you to report. Where are you going to report? Who's going to listen to you? Because we are working with this so they make you think that it's impossible.
Your world is so small.
Yes, you can't report anywhere. So make sure that if you get a chance, because whatever what they're saying is a lie, if you get a chance to report, please report it, because you are going to be able to be assisted. Remember, when people report they have been rescued from human trafficking, the Department of Social Development is the one who are going to assess and check if really this person is a victim of trafficking. So all those elements are going to be checked. What happened in that situation to find yourself being a recruiter and everything?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that is another trend that's used.
Yes.
And then you spoke about the unemployment.
Online unemployment.
Yes.
Employment.
So they use like Telegram. They talk to you. You can't see who you're talking to.
That's true. And also we have...
So, okay. So let's say... Let me ask. Yeah. Is there a legit job where they can use Telegram and say... And you don't see the person? Or should... Your ears start, you know,
it's like for example, applying for a government job. And let's say I'm applying for a job from the Department of Social Development, and the email address says I must send my CV to ntombimoloi@gmail.com. You should start asking yourself a question: why Gmail? Because this is a government employment. Why are they using a Gmail address? You must start asking questions.
I remember asking some others. They were calling me for something, and I said, "Oh, okay, so you're a governmental body." And they said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why are you calling me with a cell phone?"
Yes,
because I would expect a 012 011 something like that.
Yes. So for us in the department, we also have cell phones. But it's our work cell phone.
It makes it hard. It makes it hard. So, but okay, the very important thing is that even after all of that, verify.
Yeah, verify. Make sure you check. Uh-huh. You call the relevant people to check if this job that I'm applying for is legit. Don't just take any job and go without even checking. Please. Yes.
Okay.
So we also have forced marriages of young foreign girls. People are being forced to marriages. You see this guy on Facebook. He said, "I'm Tepo. I'm 28 years old." Only to find out that Tepo is 50 years old, and it's not even the picture of Tepo that you see on Facebook. And then Tepo said to you, "Let's meet." And then you go and meet with Tepo. And then when you meet with Tepo, Tepo's like, and then you are shocked. But the Tepo that I saw on Facebook is not the Tepo that I'm seeing
that I'm meeting now.
Yeah, and then Tepo will tell you, no, don't be scared. It's me. Let's go together. You understand? You go with Tepo, and then Tepo said, from now on. Again, when now you see the temple, it's not the 28-year-old. When now you were looking for the 28-year-old, now you find the 50-year-old. And then you were now you don't want the 50-year-old. And then Tepo said, you are going to be my wife from today forward.
Hmm.
So I just want to give you an example of a case that I've dealt with. Ne? I'm not going to
disclose the names, yeah, and
the
all.
Names and everything. Mm. So this girl, she's from Mozambique.
Mm.
This she saw this guy on Facebook, and then they came to South Africa. He forcefully took her from Mozambique to South Africa.
He is a South African.
He's not a South African. He's
a Mozambican,
but okay. He's able to okay. be in and out of South Africa.
Okay.
He's a Sangoma. They came to South Africa when they were here. The girl is young. He's old. And then he was telling people that this is my wife from home. And she said, you know what happened when they were still in Mozambique before they came to South Africa? He said he made me bath with like he performed some rituals.
So to say
yeah,
if you,
he was introducing if me you, to even his ancestors to say, this is the person that you were looking for. And then she was shocked. She was scared. He forced her to bath with that water, that he put things in that water, and then he raped her.
Mm.
So they came to South Africa. When they were in South Africa, you know, she said we were in the taxi rank, the normal taxi rank that we know when you arrive in Pretoria. We were there. And then he took me to the township. He's a Sangoma. So she's saying, because I wanted to tell people, he was threatening me. He showed me a picture of a girl that was stabbed several times. And he was like, if you dare tell anyone, I'm going to do the same to you. So what I want from you is to take out your womb. That's what I want. So she said the people who are consulting to that Sangoma are the one who assisted her. Because one came to ask her, is this really your husband? So she was scared to talk. So I was like, no, I'm scared. So that lady said to her, you know what I will do? I'll come with my husband. My husband will distract him and then we'll be able to communicate.
Okay.
So they were able to communicate with the girl and then she was able to disclose.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, don't worry. Don't tell him that we were talking about this.
Yeah.
I will find a way to help you.
Sure.
And then she went and told the community. And then that's when they came to rescue her.
So he abducted her so that he could do body organ
removal.
Harvesting.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe for him, because it's a Sangoma, he wanted to use the organ for muti.
Yeah, yes. But who knows what else?
Who knows what else?
Maybe next to the eyes. Maybe next. And how was he going to do that without killing her?
Obviously.
Oh, Kev. Hi, Kev. Thank you so much for joining in and being with us. I know it's disturbing family members, but this is the truth that we need to face at times. Even when in your prayers, you need to know what we are praying for as well. And Kevin says, good content. This should not be, this should not instill fear, but awareness. That's so true. That's so true. And that's why Sis Ntombi is here to bring about awareness. And maybe you're looking at yourself and you're listening to me. As I'm listening to Sis Ntombi, I'm like, yo, I keep telling her, ooh, I find myself there. That nearly happened to me. Really, it's like ringing a bell to say, and it's easy. If you're on radio, everybody's like, oh, we love you. Only to find that, we got plans about you. Okay, so when you're talking about human trafficking and you're talking about forced marriages of young foreign girls, what about if a girl is sold by their own family? Isn't that human trafficking? Because here in South Africa, there are young girls who are sold to marriage, to older men, because they are richer. And it happens in the villages, you know, not much in the townships, but in the villages. I remember when with UNESCO, there are some cases that we would be dealing with where a girl is like 13, but they are making her to or forcing her to get married to an older man. And it's because the family wants money. Is that also human trafficking?
Yeah. So sometimes we are also guided by culture. So some other people, they follow their cultures. But I think a 13-year-old is very young to be involved in marriage. So it's very important that, as you see now, the family is going to benefit money.
Yeah.
Is the child wants to be there, is that she wants to be married at her age. So we need to be realistic also in that. So, but remember that also family members can also sell children for adoption. It's not only for marriages. They can also sell them for adoption. Mm. As long as they benefit something, that is human trafficking.
Okay. One would ask the last one, where we are concerned, it's happening a lot in other countries like Lesotho. Hushubedisa. Is that also part of human trafficking?
So it depends on how.
I know it's culture, but it's not a culture actually, because even back then, families would be at arms because you took our daughters daughter forcefully, and now because you have already raped her, because that's rape, because they steal her, rape her, and tell her you're a wife now in this house, and then they go pay lobola on the other side.
Yeah.
What is that?
Maybe because she did not consent. For that, she didn't want to be married. She was forcefully taken.
Yeah,
and it depends what this person is going to do with her. Like you're saying, she was raped and everything.
Mm.
And then what is going to happen when she's with this man?
Mm.
What is the main purpose of him taking her to his place and saying, you are now my wife? So it also depends on what is going to happen with her. So because these three elements need to be proven. The recruitment, transportation, and exploitation. If they are proven, then it's human trafficking.
Okay. So foreign girls and what else?
So we also have forced labor for local spaza shops. Like, for example, we have Ethiopians who comes to our country.
Mm.
They open spaza shops. So there are people who don't come to South Africa voluntarily so to say, I'm going to South Africa to open a spaza shop and everything. Some people that have been kidnapped from their country to come to South Africa. It is not their intention. But other people, they agree. There's something that we call smuggling that we're going to talk about. So when you are smuggled, it's when you agree, when they say, okay, you know what, Ntombi, we're taking you to South Africa. We're going to work with you. We have a spaza shop. You're going to be working in that spaza shop. So you agree.
Mm.
But when you arrive in South Africa, you find out the things are different. You are being harbored in this place. You are being kept there. And they are waiting for someone to come and buy you.
Mm.
So now it turns into trafficking.
Mm.
You understand? So that is what is happening mostly with Ethiopian people.
So with smuggling, it's like smuggling somebody into?
Into the country. We agreed. You told me that there's this opportunity in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm coming with you to South Africa. You are going to be working in the shop. So we agreed because I'm in need of jobs, of a job.
Mm.
So I come with you to South Africa. But when we arrive in South Africa, now I'm kept in a place. In a house. Now I'm being given a loaf a day to eat. There's no toilet, there's nothing.
Now that becomes trafficking.
Yeah, now it becomes trafficking.
Oh, okay, but if it doesn't, then it means that you're just being smuggled.
Yeah, you have been smuggled into the country. Yes.
Yeah. Your department is dealing with the worst.
It's a lot.
And just to hear you saying I was dealing with that case scares me a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So and tell us about where we can find out more about like human trafficking. Are there places where we can look into and find out about events where human trafficking is like highlighted? There's raising awareness and all that. What's happening? Tell us.
So as the department, we have the 365 days calendar where we plan our events that we're going to do for the whole year. So, like, for example, we on the 8th of February every year, we have the St. Josephine Bakita Day.
Okay.
So, in that day, we actually celebrate or raise awareness in human trafficking. And on the 30th of July every year is World Day Against Trafficking in Person. So, internationally, we are celebrating Trafficking in Person Day.
Uh-huh.
So we raise awareness. That is our opportunity also to raise awareness. So on the 1st to the 3rd of October, each and every year in South Africa is TIP Week. TIP means trafficking in person.
Okay.
So that is the time where we make sure that we are raising most awarenesses regarding human trafficking. But in the 300, don't forget the 365 days, we are actually raising awareness in human trafficking, whether it's in churches, in schools, around our communities, clinics, everywhere we go, we raise awareness of about human trafficking.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, so from the 1st to the 3rd of October, you'll be concentrating only on that.
Yes.
You should come back.
I will come back.
You yeah. really should come back. Tell us more about your mandate as the social development department on this.
Okay, so the Gauteng Department of Social Development have prioritized build-up activities targeting the hotspot areas and townships, informal settlement, hostels, and all other places that you can think of. So the build-up activities that are inclusive of TIP, showstoppers, like radio interview today, I'm here. I'm also raising awareness, I guess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as I was saying about the 365 days, so the corridor were requested to initiate and conduct a TIP awareness campaign mainly at transportation hotspots. So we're going to be, on the 3rd of this month of October, mm-hmm. we're going to be at Bosman, where we'll be raising a provincial TIP awareness. So we are targeting, because if you see Bosman, we have our train, we have our buses, we have our taxis, we have our meter taxis. So that is the spot where everyone goes there for
and
transportation.
And everything happens
so
there.
So everything happens
well.
There. Mm. So that's why we are actually targeting that place. Mm. So the collaboration and activation of TIP awareness within the taxi ranks assist in disseminating of information about TIP. Taxi drivers, including queue marshals, commuters, taxi rank vendors, are equipped with information of identification of TIP cases. So DSD has noted a need for collaboration and activation with other dominant modes of transportation, such as your airport, your truck depots and bus ports, which will also assist in identification and reporting of victims of trafficking.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's take a break, and then we are coming back for the last time with Susan Dombi.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Strengthening faith, one broadcast at a time. Openview 607, DSTV 882, and radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yes, I know it's Heritage Day, right? We do know. But we have to be talking about this as well. Human trafficking is what's happening, what we see happening in our country and in other countries as well. We even see people being human trafficked into our country and from our country to others, or from our townships to another township. You know, even inside. It's funny. I remember when somebody said, no, you can be human trafficked from Pretoria to Cape Town. I was like, what? Is that also human? It is human trafficking. Can we go to the theme as well? Because you wanted to talk about the theme and then go to the mandate. And then we'll come to my queen here, Caroline Turnbull, so we can hear her message.
Yeah, so our theme this year, every year we have a theme. Last year, our theme was reaching every victim of trafficking, leaving no one behind. So this year, our theme is human trafficking is organized crime and the exploitation.
Okay.
So based on the cases and statistics that the Department of Social Development has attended to, Gauteng province is regarded as the source, transit and destination of trafficking in person. This means that victims are trafficked from South Africa to other countries, and foreign victims are brought into the country as a destination for exploitation. It should be noted that trafficking in person is not limited to cross-border countries, but locally as well.
What I was saying.
So from one province to another, from one community to another, from one location to another. So that is what is happening. So the mandate of the Department of Social Development is to provide measures to protect and assist victims of trafficking in persons, and to provide for the coordinated implementation services to the victims of trafficking in persons. So today, the department has embarked on several processes in order to achieve its mandate, which are as follows, like identification and protection of victims, provision of safety care, like temporary and long-term for victims, accreditation of shelters, assessment of victims, monitoring and evaluation of service delivery, training and capacity building, prevention and education and awareness, as we are doing now. That's what we're doing. We're actually doing prevention. We're actually educating our communities. So also reporting, as we emphasize that people should report. If you suspect or you know of anyone that is being trafficked, you must report it. Yes.
Sure. And the mandate?
Yeah, so that is our mandate as the Department of Social Development, because what we do is we make sure we protect them. We assist our
Somebody
our
is asking, yes. Where do you report? Where do you report? Is it safe to report to the police, Bongile? Because sometimes we are told they are also working together with these people. Is it safe?
It's safe to report to the police. Remember, at the police stations, we also have a victim-friendly room where our victims, it's either a victim of human trafficking or a victim of gender-based violence, they can go to that VFR and report any suspicion of human trafficking. And those people who are there are trained to work with victims. So they have knowledge. They will be able to assist them correctly.
Let's hear what our queen here, Caroline Turnbull, says.
Oh my, this is an answer to prayer, this topic that you're having right now on Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much, because I'm involved with a guy that is on from Facebook, and I've always had questions about him. Now God is showing me, I've been praying and asking Elohim to show me this guy, the deepest secrets that he thinks I don't know. And yeah, you are revealing it all. Thank you so much. Shalom. Have a good day. Shalom. It's Caroline again. I accidentally deleted that message. I don't want my name mentioned. Please don't mention my name on the air if you're going to do it. You can mention the message, but not my name. Thank you.
Oh my.
Shalom. Bye.
Oh my. May the Lord keep you safe, because we just got this one now. Fortunately, may the hand of the Lord be upon you as well. Sure. We talk to people on these platforms, and you think you know. We even call them family. Lekker totties right there. So resources of tip?
Yeah, so the resources of TIPS is that, number one, is care and support of victims. Number one, we have shelter accommodation. So when the victims are being rescued, wherever they have been rescued, they need a shelter. Okay. Which means these people are in need of a shelter. So Department of Social Development is able to accommodate them. So due to the integrated nature of the program and alarming rate of TIP matters in Gauteng, the department has upscaled current resources pertaining to care and support of victims. So the department has fully accredited and pre-accredited shelters for suspected and confirmed victims of trafficking. So we also have funding, which is part... apart from the normal shelter funding, the department furthermore provides specialized funding to the accredited shelters to provide the following needs, like your special dietary requirements. Like, for example, if we have a victim from Thailand, they don't eat the normal food that we are eating in South Africa, like your pap and everything.
Yes.
They will need their snakes, you understand? We need to make sure that we go and catch those snakes for them.
Sure.
Yes. So their toiletries, their medical care, their psychological services, interpretations, because we sometimes we don't understand the language that they're speaking.
Yeah, so you need an interpreter.
Someone that is going to come and interpret for them so that we're able to assess them. Yeah, so air and road transport, like, for example, if they need to be repatriated, those people need to use a plane or any form of transportation to go back home. So those are the resources that the department is providing. So apart from the above mentioned, it is important that to know that any other need that may arise will be covered from the allocated funds. So okay. some other things we may not have mentioned
yes.
yet.
Yes.
But maybe if they come up, then they're able to be covered.
They're part of the resources.
Yes. Yes. So number two, as we're talking about shelter services relating to TIP. Mm. So at the shelters, when they are there, what is it that they receive?
Mm.
Number one is assessment. They get to be assessed, and then they get their psychosocial intervention, where maybe a social worker will be working with them. If they see that maybe this person needs more intervention, maybe they will be referred to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or something like that. Because remember, these people have endured trauma. Mm. So there's a lot that is going on.
Sure.
So we also have skills development in our shelters where, remember, victims of trafficking, they stay in our shelters for a long time. So we make sure that we provide skills development where maybe they learn to do nails, for example, to do hair, so that when they get out of the shelter,
and they reintegrated into society, they are able to live on their own.
So that they don't get to be re-trafficked, because maybe they don't have anything to do and they were like, you know what, I'd rather go back to trafficking. Yes. So we also have case conferences. Remember, we have something that is called a victim charter. So the victim charter, it's something that is going to tell you the rights of the victim. So the victim has a right to information, for example. So when we do the case conferences, that's where we check where is the case. So we update the victim SAPS or the DPCI, which is the Hawks. This is where they are with the investigations and everything. So we give all the information. We come together, the DPCI, the Department of Social Development and everything. And then we come together with the victim and say, okay, this is where we are with the case. So we call that a case conference.
Yeah.
So we also have something that is called reunification or repatriation services, where maybe, for example, if a victim is a South African, we will go to the family and do the home circumstances and check if it's safe for the victim to go back home. Is the family okay with the victim coming back home? We prepare them and everything. And also the repatriation.
Is it safe for the victim?
You understand?
Yeah.
Also, when they have to go outside the country, we check at that side. Is it safe for our victims to go back home and everything? So we also have aftercare services where we check the clients after. Are they okay? Are they coping and everything? So they also receive those services.
Mm-hmm.
We don't just neglect them and say, no, they are out of our shelters now. We don't care about them anymore. So it is important to take note that the above mentioned services are provided within the shelters. However, various key role players are roped in to ensure that the needs of the victims are comprehensively provided for.
Yeah.
So trafficking in prison take place in many forms, affecting different nationalities, including foreign nationals, mostly undocumented. So it is therefore the mandate of the Department of Social Development to ensure that victims are reunified and repatriated with their families once recovery and healing has been provided. So the service requires an integrated approach with various stakeholders. So that's what we do, as I was saying to you, that we work with different stakeholders, the DPCI, the shelters, the maybe the Department of Health and so forth. Yes, so that's what we do. So number three, we have Corridor TIP Ambassador. As I'm sitting here, I'm
you
a
are
TIP
one.
Ambassador. So the Department of Social Development has appointed TIP Corridor Ambassadors to attend and coordinate all matters of trafficking in their respective corridor. So when we talk about corridor, usually people used to say it's a region, like it's one region.
Yes, yes.
We have your Johannesburg Central. So those are the corridors now.
Yeah.
So we call them corridors now.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have also have prevention and education and awareness.
Yeah.
Where training and capacity building on a continuous basis is done to maybe the staff members, like maybe government departments, non-profit organizations, FBOs, CSOs, and ECTs. This is to make sure that service providers are empowered with the appropriate knowledge, roles and responsibilities, current trends, so that they can provide an effective and efficient services to their respective line of work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to understand what is human trafficking, what are the elements of trafficking, how can I identify a victim of trafficking when they come to my office.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very important.
Sure. Sis Ntombi, your work is just, whoa, may the Lord keep keeping you guys. I'm hoping that we're also going to see you guys talking about not trafficking, what's now on the rise as well. Both, you know, people are being, is it abducted? Is it, what's the right word for it? Where they steal a person and they demand money from their
families.
Yes. Kidnapped yes. as well, because a lot of that is now taking yes. place as well. But I believe it falls under also human trafficking.
Yes.
Because there's money involved, yes. there's transportation and exploitation.
And exploitation.
And now I'm good. Yes. Now I'm good with this. Now I'm good.
It so, means now we're going to get more clients from Radio Full Fit.
So now, when it comes to reporting, how should one being report do the reporting part? Because we see a lot of people who who brush a little bit with human trafficking, who has a brush a little bit. I have a friend, she's now late. At some point, she didn't have a house where she'd stayed. She didn't have, she didn't have an office. She didn't have anywhere to go. Her family is far. And she had this car. While she was still trying to raise funds to go back home, she stayed in her car. And at some point, these guys tried to steal her and people were taking pictures. Mm. But by God's grace, some guys came and they started fighting with the guys. And when she fainted and when she woke up, she was in hospital because the other ones kept on saying, she's our girlfriend. She was sleeping with us yesterday. And then she ran away. Mm. And the others were like standing and taking pictures. Mm. There's this other one that didn't like the one I interviewed. Mm. I found her on social media. She was hysteric and she was like, I have to warn you because this just happened to me.
Yes.
And then there's another one who also put it on social media to say, I was coming from work. She's a nurse. And I took a taxi. Now I was puzzled. Everybody in the taxi was sleeping except for the one who was sitting with the driver and the driver. Mm-hmm. And they put me in between. And then they spoke to me and then they said, and then the driver said, as we were driving, mm-hmm. said, where are you climbing off? And I said, no, there by wherever. Mm-hmm. And then he asks the other one, should we take her with us? Ooh. Mm-hmm. And then they said, no, she's a nice person. Let's drop her off. And then when they drop her off, they said to her, because you're nice, we are dropping you off. Mm. Otherwise, you'd be like them. And then now she sees everybody is sleeping in there. Until they are drugged. They are trafficked somewhere. I don't think she took the registration of the car or anything like that. And then she put it on social media. Mm. So everybody who's going through this are putting it on social media. Mm. What are the right ways of reporting this? Because I think immediately when one had just that brush, they need to report.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's because you are shocked. So sometimes you don't know what to do at that moment. So sometimes you might think after to say, okay, let me just post it to social media. But also you are raising an awareness like that.
Mm.
But it's very important for it's like anyone can report. Like, instead of taking those pictures, make sure that you report. You, even if you just suspect that someone has been trafficked, go to your nearest police station, call an emergency number or something like that, and report. We have the human trafficking hotline.
Uh-huh.
That is 0800-222-777. 0800-222-777.
That sounds simple.
Call
it
that
is.
Hotline number.
Yeah.
You can also use the GBV number. That is 0800-428-428. 0800-428-428. You can utilize those two numbers to report any suspicion of human trafficking. So if you see any activity, whether in your community or anywhere else, please call those numbers and report that you're seeing these activities happening. And then the DPCI will come and check if really there are activities happening in that place. If there is, then they will be able to rescue those people and then we'll be able to continue and rescue the victims of trafficking.
Yeah, raise the alarm.
Yes.
No silence about it.
Yes.
My queen, thank you so much for coming through. I think we didn't do justice because we were running. You have to come back. I'm hoping that you would come back and engage some more with the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I think
that's
everybody
true.
Today is like, we are all in a shock. We are all in a shock.
Yes.
But I'm so grateful for those who took it upon themselves to say, let me communicate with them in studio as well, raise a certain matter or ask a certain question or whatever. But yeah, I think we need more and more of this
yes, that's true.
As well. More and more of this.
Yes.
And your advices to the people of South Africa. I mean, now girls, women, young men are afraid of going to malls.
Yes.
Some were taught, and I still don't understand it, where you find a person is walking with a child, but they don't even hold the child's hand. I'm like, dude, that's a kid. Why are you not holding the child's hand?
Yeah.
And you're like, Pakisa! Mm-hmm. You are there and the child is where they're behind. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, some of the children were taken from the trolleys.
Yeah.
Whilst a mother was still picking some potatoes on or some oranges there, and somebody just took the child away from the trolley. Mm. So what advice do you have for us?
Yeah, so what I want to say is that we are living in a country or in a world where human trafficking is very high. So it's very important to educate our children as parents to know about human trafficking. Maybe find a way, something that you can do, maybe to say to your child, if you are in, you find yourself in a place where maybe someone just took you, write something in your hand to say, maybe I'm trafficked, so that maybe if you are in a car, you can just put your hand in the, by the window, just to notify someone to see you that something is happening to you. So sometimes we must not even ignore the red flags. If you suspect something, just report, and then we will deal with it after.
Okay.
Yes.
What about the sign languages? I've seen in other countries they do something like an age or whatever, and then they say this is a way of saying help. Yeah. I saw a woman being rescued on social media, but that's it was real time, real thing that was happening.
Yes.
And the rescuers were the ones, and they were like, oh, she says help, she says help. So should we also be educated about this and educating our children?
Yeah, we need to. We need to be educated about that, and we also need to educate our children. Hence, we are also doing the initiative of going to different schools to make sure that whether it's a primary school, high school, they know about human trafficking, they are aware of the elements of trafficking, so that they can be able to see if maybe they found themselves in that particular situation, to say they will be able to know what to do when they're in that situation.
Susan Dambi, thank you for coming through. And so where can we go on the website? What is your website where we can find out more about the events and stuff as well?
Okay, so you can check in Facebook, Instagram. We have the Gauteng Department of Social Development. Just say Gauteng Department of Social Development, and you'll be able to follow all the events that are happening under our department there.
Thank you so much for coming through, and may God awesomely bless you and keep keeping you.
Thank you so much.
Family members, do remember the hotlines, the National Human Trafficking Resource Line, it's actually 0800. It's 0800-222-777. Let me say it correctly. 0800-222-777. Alternatively, you can use the GBV Command Center line, which is 0800-428-428.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku-gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.